Good Lord. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. Hear that? That's one of those woodpeckers. Okay, let's go. Let's do this. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am outdoors today again because it's another Tobe roaster of a day. It's 20 million degrees, but the Weather Channel will tell you that it's only 21. Still, yeah, it's a hot day again. No, well, there's some wispy clouds over there, but it's mostly sun just beating down on me. And that's why I decided to come down to the creek. Maybe some of the mud is dried out. As I walk under the trees, yeah, okay, it's kind of dry down here. And the weird thing is it's just roastingly hot. And it's everything is brown and gray. There's no green. There's no leaves. There's no nothing. There's no plants coming up out of the ground. Well, maybe, look, here's a little bit of ivy or something popping up. But yeah, I had to come down to the creek because I also noticed that the golf course is actually open today. The gates are open. There's a couple golfers out on the course. There's cars in the parking lot, but they haven't put the ball washer out. Oh, and here's another prairie frit. The prairie fritillaries are out in full force all over town. Hooray. So let's walk over here to the creek edge and see if anybody's lost any golf balls. There is one down there, but I think I saw that one there the other day. Oh, there's one in the water here. Oh, I just realized I left the reacher grabber tool in the car. I hope we don't need it. But maybe we do, because that ball that's over there, what the hell is that? Is that just a logo ball? It looks like there's something. Oh, this irritates me because now we have to investigate, and we can't go there. Is this stick going to help me? This stick isn't long enough, but I'm taking this stick with me. Yeah, and though it is dry up here on the bank, is it going to be dry down here into the creek bed? Looks pretty damn muddy. Yeah, I'm sliding around on mud already, but we need to see what that golf ball is. Oh. I'm walking on tracks. These are marmot tracks. Oh, we cannot go any further. It is too slick. It is too muddy. I have to literally walk backwards very slowly to try to get out of here now. This ain't good. I'm dropping the stick. I'm grabbing some stuff on the bank. Let's get back up here. All right, well, that was almost terrible. Now my shoes are covered in mud. Fine. What the hell is that golf ball, though? Is it just a logo ball, or does it have spots like a... It looks like it has spots of some kind. All right, somebody just teed off from the second tee. Okay, well, we're just going to have to leave that ball there, because even having the reacher grabber does not help us. Yeah. Okay, so I've got the big show tonight. I gotta deal with all that. Oh, then I got other weird stuff to deal with. Here's another prairie frit. The prairie frits are just everywhere. Oh, when I was leaving to come down here, you know, I pull them out of my driveway, and that's when I realized that my front yard is full of little surveyors' flags placed there by utility companies. because, I don't know, my whole damn sewer line has to be torn up and replaced or something. Not sure exactly, but I also don't care. All I know is that a lot of work needs to be done. So I've got all these little flags fluttering in my front yard. It looks so, what am I trying to say here? UNE? No, it's not like United Nations. It's just weird. It's a thing that's happening. And there's lots of spray painting in the street. And blah, blah, blah. Scurry, scurry, I'm hearing things. What is this, Shabankawa? Yeah, so I guess we're looking for owls now. I'm kind of walking upstream here into the owl area. It's kind of warm out here. Probably shouldn't be out here. But I'm out here anyway. Got the show tonight. And I really need to be thinking about that and concentrating on that. Oh, there's some tracks down there. There's tracks in the mud. We got marmot tracks everywhere in this little area. Okay. And we've seen marmots go into that log pile before, so there could be a mati watching me right now and I wouldn't even know it. Keep an eye out for marmots. And of course, I cannot concentrate on the show tonight because I keep thinking ahead to the April 9th show. And I shouldn't even be thinking about that because I got a show even before that. We got to do the whole synth club meeting, open synth night thing on Wednesday. And I don't know if this is going to happen. Last month, we said, okay, well, just let's do a jam of weird, simple, crappy analog stuff and blah, blah, blah. And we'll just, you know, use alligator jumpers to to jump everything together. Okay. Will anybody remember that? I don't know. So it's not like I have to actually come up with anything. I don't need to write any music or do any stuff. I just kind of need to think of something. I don't even need to think of anything. Just take something up there and something will just automatically happen and that'll be fine. Really wired for the Kaitei show. Really looking forward to that. Okay, so I'm kind of in the owl zone. I'm trying to look up into the owl tree. Can't see anything. Is there some evidence? Hold on. Let's get closer. Am I seeing signs of owl habitation? It looks like, and I can't really tell, but it looks like some sticks or something that were in the hole in the tree have been moved or kicked up or kicked out, or it kind of seems like somebody's been messing around in there. But I don't see any owls. And more importantly, I don't hear any of the other birds complaining. All the other birds that are out here tonight are very happy. They're just singing a song, celebrating the return of spring. If in fact that's what this is. I'm also kind of in the snapper area. The last time we saw Mr. Snaps, the little snappy turtle that lives in the creek here, he was in this area. He was a little bit further up there. Okay, so somebody's been messing around in the owl tree. I sure hope it's been some owls. We are finding evidence of marmots. Marmots have been down here. And raccoons. Of course, raccoons. Always, always raccoons. Okay, so what else have I been thinking about? One thing that has been going through my mind, there's a lot of webs down here. I'm going through a lot of webs. One thing that's been passing through my head is, am I going to get picked up for this weekend? Although there has been no more mention of it, when we were originally discussing this gig, we being me and the people at the place, Brent, mostly, he did mention, you know, if this turns out to be something interesting and or good and or appropriate for kids, we might want you to do this over the weekend for the regular crowd. Because this place, this is, of course, the Luminarium. The Luminarium is, you know, it's your basic science learning center for children. You can find it online at kiewitluminarium.org, I think. Maybe .com, I don't know. Just look up Kiewit Luminarium, you'll find it. It's a kid thing. It's a children's science museum type of place. And the thing I'm doing tonight is, it's for adults. Hold on, I gotta take a pause here and stare up into this log pile. There's birds moving around. Are there motis moving around? I keep seeing movement, but it's birds. All right. So every once in a while on Friday nights, they open the museum up and have a little bar, open it up to the 21 and over crowd, and they have a bunch of stuff that's kind of, you know, aimed at older people. And this is what I'm doing, of course. And that's why it's at night. And that's why you have to be 21. And there's booze and na-na-na. So it's like, okay, we're going to have a science bar. That's an interesting concept. Let me open up a tavern, a pub with a science theme. And you can go to the pub and get a drink and do some lab work. If that is, in fact, what you need to do. But I was told, you know, if this is all great and all, we'll have you stay over for the weekend and we can do this for the kids. And, you know, that's fine with me. And it's a little bit easier. We would have to sort of unpatch a little bit and rearrange the synth so it's a little bit more appropriate for kids. And appropriate for kids meaning very obvious and also just toned down a little bit. Not making it complicated music things, just set the synth up so it makes crazy sounds, and crazy sounds that are obviously being controlled by the kids. You know, you put your light on it and it goes wow, or the baby starts babbling, or there's fart noises, etc., etc. All right, let's go down to the other end of the creek here. See if anybody lost any golf balls off the first tee. Yeah, looking down there. Well, let's get down there, see who we can find. It doesn't look promising. And I don't remember this branch being here that I have to duck under. Okay. Right here up at the front, what do we got? We got birds skipping through the water. We got one white golf ball. That one was there the last time we were down here. I'm looking for new golf balls. Don't see any new golf balls. I can see golfers. There's a golfer up there. There's golfers out there. There's a bird flipping leaves over there. All right, let's move. Let's go this way. See if there's any Gulf of Bararus. So yeah, if I get picked up for the weekend, does that mean I get more money? Will there be another honorarium? I guess we're going to find out. And you know what I really need to be doing? I need to be thinking. I need to think about the next thing to pitch to these people because, come on, let's face it, this whole lambent ambient thing is just about all I got when it comes to science. Demonstrations with synthesizers. But, you know, they got this big thing coming up in June or July. And, I'd love to do something for that. Something with large video walls and massive video synthesizers doing crazy stuff. Okay. Now we've gotten down to this point. Now, this is the part where we would normally cross the creek. But we can't because the water level's really high. And even when the water level goes down, what happened to the rocks? Where did all the rocks go? Because remember, this is where